Blog Talk Radio. go!
Timing like a clock when I rock the hip-hop. Top notch is my stock on the soapbox. I've got more rhymes than I've got gray hairs. And that's a lot because I've got my share. R.I.P. M.C.A. Here's the Metal Injection live cast.
Chuck, it's not M.C.E., it's M.C.A. of the Beastie Boys.
Well, it was a heartfelt tribute despite his vocal.
Yeah, very not cynical, very non-cynical of Chuck Blanton. He must have grown up in the 80s and 90s.
See, of all the things that happen on the show that still get made fun of, like even Dimebag Darrell.
What?
But when MCA dies, even that just trumps everything. We have to be very respectful.
That's right. Sid even wrote a very touching tribute to MCA.
Yeah. That was very nice.
On the main
website.
Sid,
write something. I'm like, what? I don't write the... Are you, what? Don't disown the...
Was it good?
You didn't read it?
No.
I was touching myself while I was reading it. It was so good.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Touching.
And Sid was saying how he was surprised that there was no cynical comments about his tribute.
I figured just because it was me writing it, somebody just for kicks.
We want to troll you.
One kid, I think, on Facebook said something about, like, this has, all right, but this has nothing to do with metal. Why is this on here?
That's so like, silly.
You don't know.
If it's such a waste of your time, why are you wasting more time by commenting? Just don't open it. And move on.
They're always played on rock stations anyway.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't say they're metal, but they have punk elements.
Kerry King played on one of their songs, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Their whole beginning touring was with hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Kerry King played on two of their songs. He played in the No Sleep Till Brooklyn and the I think Fight for Your Right too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There
you go.
They're on the same label back then.
Oh, and Rick Rubin, the Rubin connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're black, right?
Yep.
The Beastie Boys, yes. And Slayer.
They're all black.
Kerry King is a black guy.
Uh-huh.
He's a big chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They call him K-King. That's his street name.
Did we forget about Big Chocolate last week?
First of all, let's say that we have Monica in today.
Hello, Monica.
Hello.
Hi there.
And, yes, you know, I thought the same thing, so I asked Rob, and he's like, no, it was just a time issue.
It was a miscommunication. He thought it was 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, he had to call in, by which our show was over by then.
A long time.
So he will be calling in later this evening.
Okay.
And it shall be very exciting.
I'm excited already.
He's big. He's chocolate. He's big chocolate.
Darren, your excitement is moving the table.
Sorry. Oh, man. I got to move back here.
Noah had a really exciting week. This week she went to go see Bruce.
I did go see Bruce.
How was that?
With some new friends.
Yeah, Noah's got the hookup.
Yeah. I went to see...
You went with Howard Stern, right?
Close to Howard. I went with Opie from the Opie and Anthony Show, Sam Roberts, primetime Sam Roberts, and Roland.
Wow.
And well, at first I was like, I don't really want to go because I don't really listen to Bruce Springsteen, but I didn't realize like how hot the ticket was because it was the last day of the tour, and it was like in New Jersey, and he's from New Jersey. So I thought, all right, well, it's free, so I might as well just go for the experience. And
did it smell of Ben Gay in the audience?
Yes. And dirty diapers.
Mm.
And melted provolone. It is Jersey after all. Come on.
It's like an overkill show plus an extra 20 years.
Yeah, but I didn't really know what the big deal is, but apparently it was, you know, like a huge deal. And the ticket that I had was selling on StubHub for like $10,000.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you went?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't sell the ticket because we were... Like,
it was never in your hands, probably.
You asshole.
No, it wasn't. Because they made you pick it up at will call.
Oh,
because it was such an, you know, it retailed, I think, for like $100.
What you do is you sell someone your ID for $5,000 and let them go pick it up.
Well, it wasn't under my name.
How was the show?
Well, it was really cool because I don't know if I'm actually supposed to say that, but his... one of his security guards, I guess, escorted us to the back because he was a fan
Noah
of the show.
Noah got the VIP experience.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did Bruce pick you out of the crowd as he wanted to give you the schlong?
No, but he held a microphone to my face, and then he carried me around his shoulders singing.
What?
No. He did that to some kid.
Oh, man. If he did hold the microphone to your face, though, would you have known, like, lyrics to sing?
No, I don't know anything. Awkward. I don't know anything.
Imagine being the one person at a Bruce Springsteen show that doesn't know the words.
I was.
You.
That would have been amazing.
But I was really curious because my tickets were for the pit. They called us. I'm like, yeah, let's see what kind of pit this is.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Like people on blankets have a picnic?
Yeah.
It was like a bingo game.
Well, I mean, I figure, like, all the people who were around me paid a lot of money for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing. So they were all just, like, tools.
Well, but the people you were with, did they pay for their tickets or were they like...
No.
So maybe that was everybody.
Someone did have to pay for the ticket, though, I do have to say, because I know it took a photo of the ticket. And usually if it's a comp... There'll be no monetary value on the ticket, but
okay.
Her ticket did have the price on it.
Which was?
$100. She said it was $100 refund.
Oh,
okay. Somebody paid
for it.
They're
not tools if they just got on Ticketmaster early. And...
Yeah.
I mean, $100 isn't that much, you know.
For you, Sean.
I know. What can I say?
It really isn't. I got tickets for Roger Waters playing The Wall, and I paid like $200 or $250, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I paid $250 to see Janet. Well, I didn't pay.
Janet Jackson? What were you going to say?
GNR.
Oh.
GNR.
I don't know which I'd rather see, actually.
GNR and Jackson.
So, like, everyone in the crowd was basically standing arm's distance. And there were these two people. It was a couple. And they kept on holding up this sign. And I was maybe, like, eight people away from the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were, like, maybe four people away. And they kept holding up the sign. So whenever he would come up close to us, I'd want to take his picture on their stupid sign. Was up.
What'd the sign say? Can you see?
Well, no. Well, I was behind them.
Uh-huh.
But it's like
how. Never turned around.
Yeah, exactly. So, after he finished his like third song or whatever, they kept holding it up. So I started yelling. I was like, "Put your stupid sign down." He read your stupid sign, and I really wanted to throw my cup at them.
Why didn't you?
Because Roland said that I get kicked out.
Oh please,
you're a VIP.
But
I would have peed in the cup and threw it.
Yeah, Well. The house lights kept going on during the set, so it was like way too much light. Taking my pants off and pee.
Maybe that was his cue cards. Maybe he's like 7 years old.
Well, here's what happened. Then,
look at Abby's show.
This drunk guy who we work with, Rob, I think he scouts talent for Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He was really drunk and he was getting annoyed about the sign. So then he threw his cup. And he hit the guy on the head with it.
Was there anything in the cup, or was it an empty cup?
No, there was a little bit of beer in it.
Okay.
So the guy got so pissed off, but it was like this dorky Jufro, big nose, New Jersey guy, who was shorter than me.
It was Horseshack.
Yeah.
Oh, you're shorter than me.
Mr. Cotter, please put the sign down.
So he got so mad that he he turned around and he wanted to charge the guy who threw the cup at him, but his girlfriend was holding him back, and then like another guy came to try to suppress him. But you can tell that
no, Shlomo, no.
Yeah, but you can tell that Shlomo was just acting. He wasn't gonna do anything.
Hold me back.
And then the woman started crying, and it was so
of course.
Funny. It was,
did you just
I was
laugh
like, yes.
in her
I
face?
Was like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. I didn't have to do anything. I'm not going to get kicked out for this.
Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, so was you eight rows back? Do they know who threw it?
Yeah, because the guy was standing maybe a few people behind us, and I think like he was looking at them like,
oh,
put the sign down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So then
why
for the rest...
crying? Like a lot?
Yeah, because she was scared that her boyfriend was going to go and get into a fight and shoot, and you know, like they would get kicked out.
I think really she was crying because the sign actually said, "Hey Bruce, this is our 50th Bruce concert," without getting a cup thrown at her. She fucked up their stream.
But it was me. I was so satisfied with it because the rest of the time he was just angry.
Yeah,
he was so upset. And then I was thinking, I was like, well, this happens on metal shows all the time, and we're okay with it.
Yeah, but they're, like,
they're all 85 years old now.
Didn't somebody get really angry in, like, the VIP lounge, too, you said?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Just someone in the crowd almost, like, picked a fight with Opie.
And you were, like, holding on to his shirt, though. You were, like, nervous.
Well, I wasn't nervous. I was just holding on to him in case he would want to take a swing or something.
Oh, okay.
Why was he trying to pick a fight? What was
Well... I didn't exactly know. At first, I thought he was a fan because there were a few fans that were coming up to him and talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that he was really, really angry about something. So I just, like, had my – because he was standing in front of me, and I knew that if something was going to happen, I was going to get hit. So I was just – I just had my hand up, and I was, like, holding on to his hoodie just in case. But apparently he stood in front of Opie, and Opie was like, are you – do you – you know, like, are – why are you being a dick? Why'd you stand right in front of me? So yeah. It was just an altercation.
All right. Does Opie have nice hands?
Yeah, he has nice hands.
You like Opie? Attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Is that, that's like a star thing, though. He's not like really a good-looking guy, is he?
He's a good-looking guy.
Compared to Anthony.
Yeah, well,
Noah loves all these older guys. She even said she would do Bruce Springsteen.
Well, he's a good-looking guy.
Bruce
Springsteen. Wouldn't you do Bruce Springsteen?
He looks good for his
age. What kind of guys are you into, Monica? The
Justin Bieber?
Black guy.
No. I don't know. In my age range.
Terry Crews.
She likes Sway, she said last
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah, Sway. Oh, yeah, yeah. With guys with
chodes. Oh, they... So, you guys, after we talked about Sway last time I was here and how it's like his penis skin like is his hat or whatever.
Yeah. Did he get wind of that?
No, but me, I like sit out in the hallway for this one show and he always comes out and he knows me. He says, hey, Monica.
Uh-huh.
And I just cannot stop thinking about what you guys told me. And like, and one day he saw that I was like upset. So he came over and gave me a hug. And I was just like, oh.
And
his shmata was rubbing up against your head.
I seriously thought of all of you. I was like, I wish the live cast guys could see this hug happening right now because they would love it.
Should have tweeted it. Yeah, take a picture.
Wow. That's why.
Bruce Springsteen looked really good. Like, his package was like, he had like a nice bulge and everything. And towards
like
the
David
end.
David Bowie and Labyrinth?
Yes, I guess. And he played for 3 hours straight. There was no one. Like, I thought there would be intermission and I can go get cotton candy and popcorn.
He does those marathon shows.
And yeah, he just kept playing and playing. And then maybe like the third to last song, he starts singing and then the band starts playing. Then he goes off the side of the stage, walks through the crowd, and, like, people are going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, this one fat girl, like, ran down. She didn't run. She just, like,
tumbled
yeah. down the staircase of the
like
arena.
An amorphous ooze.
Yeah.
Yes. She had this big curly hair. She was wearing a bandana.
Like
and she just, like, ran just to try to touch just, like, one fiber of his hair.
She's like a big, greasy tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Her name was Richie Sambora. I need my baby Rosalita.
So then he goes into the middle where the soundboard was. He pours a beer down, throws the rest of the cup away, and then he crowd surfs back to the stage.
What?
I was like, holy shit, this man is 62 years old, and he crowd surfed back.
A legitimate crowd surf?
Legit.
Somebody
like,
grab his wallet.
I don't know. No. He wasn't.
He wouldn't be holding a wallet.
He's a man of the people.
I'm sure there were plenty of people that were grabbing his groin.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that's why he probably does it.
Yeah,
62 years old, you know.
Yeah,
the audience of Tony Soprano squeezing off of.
And then he got back on stage. He was rock hard, yeah. stabbing little people with his boner.
Oh boy,
this is taking a strange turn.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I had a great time, and it was really cool to hang out with those guys because I always listen to them in the morning, and they make me laugh.
Nice.
And they make me laugh at work. So that's it.
And you never met Bruce?
No, I didn't meet Bruce.
That would have been great. Does he have nice hands?
Yeah, no, he's a really good-looking guy. He's a gilf.
Yeah, he's a grandfather. Is he a grandfather, for real?
He could be.
I don't know. Does he have kids?
Probably.
I don't even know if he has kids.
I don't know anything about Bruce Springsteen.
Let's look it up.
Oh, Rob's on it. Did one of the dogs shit on the floor somewhere in here? It smells really bad all of a sudden.
Well, Stella's under the table. She might have farted. She's known to do that.
Stella is Monica's dog.
Yeah. It smells bad and it's not.
She's like passed out under the table.
Farting up the storm.
I guess it could be dog fart.
Sean, can you please take in big gulps of air right now so that you inhale all the toxic smell?
To I want to read something.
I got the worst lungs at the table, though.
Oh, my God. He was married to one woman, Julianne Phillips, and then he had an affair.
Yes.
With the
rock
what a surprise.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah,
I'd like to read something Shankletown just said. Mm-hmm. Up next, Darren gets play-by-play of a Ted Nugent concert held in the back of an Arby's.
Nice.
I've ate at Arby's one time.
Arby's
I like
Arby's.
There's not many Arby's in our...
I like Arby's.
No. I'm okay with
There's
that.
One in Queens.
Is there?
Metro. Metropolitan.
There's one by my house. If anybody ever wants to go to Arby's, by my house.
Well, I would never want to go. But since there's an Arby's there, definitely. No, I'm just kidding.
I like when they have the 5 for 5.
Springsteen has 3 kids, no grandkids.
Okay.
So he's
okay, so
still
a dilf.
A filth.
A dilf.
Dilf.
Oh, dad, I'd like to
say. Yeah, dilf is better. I was trying to do that too. Filth? No.
Father,
would
I'd like
filth?
To.
Yeah, filth. I would say filth.
I like filth.
You're filthy.
Who's my little filth?
Oh. Just took all this sex out of it.
Who's my little filth?
It's like a Buffalo Bill kind of thing.
Sean has been asked if he believes that Tupac is dead. Do you?
No, I saw him at Coachella.
Oh, really?
Didn't you see him perform?
No.
It's all over YouTubes.
Oh, that was the hologram thing, right?
Oh, that was a hologram?
It was CGI. It was they claimed it was a hologram.
It was a projection.
Yeah.
I thought that was really him.
No, it was just you projecting.
No.
Oh.
Projection. It was like a CGI'd hologram.
It was
CGI'd
a hologram. I was just kidding around.
It wasn't a hologram, though.
But it wasn't real footage of him. It was
CGI'd
Tupac. Right. But like they projected the video of it. I mean,
Yes. It wasn't a legitimate hologram.
Yeah. Right. It was in 3 dimensional.
So they said
Nerd talk.
Next year is the Nirvana reunion at Coachella, which is going to be.
Are they really joking or are they really good?
I wouldn't doubt. I wouldn't put that.
Everything is going to be a hologram. It's just.
You can do a big
no, I like
hologram.
It. I want to see like all these dead people play.
I know.
Well, eventually what that's going to lead up to is them being in movies. Like they'll do John Wayne movies and stuff when
well,
the technology gets
didn't they up. Do something like that on The Sopranos that one year when Tony, the actress who played Tony's mom died? So they just like used old footage and weird CG.
Yeah.
I caught up to The Sopranos after she died. I don't know when, what was what.
In the 3rd season, she was only alive for 1 episode. Then the episode right before she died... All the footage of her was from previous episodes.
So they just cobbled together.
They took her face and like CG'd it onto like, you know, some old woman.
Isn't that how the ending of The Crow is too? Or like some scene in The Crow?
Is it? Probably. Yeah.
Because he got shot before that scene was finished.
Worship. Worship.
That's how I do Lou Reed concerts, too.
Yeah.
There was some Lou Reed news this week, right?
It was fantastic.
Oh,
what happened?
Still alive?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Wait, hold on. I'll check. Yes, he is still alive.
Do you think they could bring Patrick Swayze back in a hologram?
No.
And then we could use him on the show?
Why not?
We didn't have him on the show to begin with when he was alive.
Yeah.
Why do you want Patrick Swayze on the show?
Well,
we had dead Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, we had Patrick Swayze calling from heaven or hell or whatever.
Oh, you guys are so powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a hookup, you know. We don't get into Bruce Springsteen concerts, but...
One day.
Yeah.
When he's dead.
And it's a hologram show.
He'll start calling us.
Well, somebody else asked Lars about what he felt about people's... if he was surprised by the reaction to Lulu... And he said it was more spiteful than anyone was prepared for.
Right.
And especially against Lou. He is such a sweet man. But when
you're doing Lou Reed's voice.
I don't know. But when Metallica do impulsive riffing. When Metallica do impulsive riffing and Lou Reed is reciting abstract poetry about German bohemians from 150 years ago, it can be difficult to embrace.
Well, that's why it sucks,
dumbass.
That's
yeah.
the exact reason.
The answer is no, you're not surprised because you know that you made a big pile of turd and put it on an album. That should be his answer. But no, his answer is, well, it was very spiteful because... We made something that sucks and people don't like it.
Oh, here's a good one. Lars also said that he never had second thoughts when Sweet Lou came in with lyrics like, I swallow your sharpest cutter like a colored man's dick.
What?
And then he goes, I understand that to some 13-year-old in Cape Girardeau, Missouri... it could all seem a little cringeworthy.
That's his go-to reference for like a nowhere town?
That was probably the meanest message board post he found. That kid sticks out.
He really checks the Cape Girardeau public message board for Lulu.
Are we sure that's an actual place or did he make that
Maybe.
Up?
But no, he goes, but to someone raised in the art community in Copenhagen in the late 60s,
okay.
That was expected.
Oh, all right. So Lars is colored better than you.
Dicks.
Yeah. Color. They had lots of colored men's dicks exhibits over there in Copenhagen. Copenhagen.
Is there another part to the quote about Lars and Lou and their relationship?
What?
With colored man's dicks?
No, where Lars had to explain how the world worked to him.
Oh, yeah.
That whole part.
What? By the way, was that? Did that line make it to the album? I don't remember that. The color. We got to pull that as a drop if it's real.
That's the bonus cuts that they released in the Japanese version of the CD.
Rob, didn't you buy the CD?
Lou?
Yeah.
Buy CDs.
He doesn't even buy CDs he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would buy a vinyl of something I liked, but not a CD.
Oh, fucking hipster.
That's right.
Look at this fucking hipster.
Deal with it. One time I had to point something out to him about things were functioning in the outside world, and he got hot and bothered.
He had to explain stoplights to Lou Reed.
He challenged me to a street fight. Which is a pretty daunting proposition because he's an expert in martial arts and he's never too far from a sword. The good thing about me is I could do a 100-meter dash faster than most other 48-year-old musicians.
Also, Lou Reed, 100.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a 40-yard
dash. That's it, Lars. You and me, one-on-one, in the street. I don't care about the stuff like that. There could be cars. I'll duck out, Mr. 100-yard dashman.
Does he get a sword, though?
One-on-one. Let's go.
Can you imagine these two altacacas fucking
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Just hitting each other with brooms.
Book. Challenge you.
Worship me, Lars. Worship.
Worship. Where's my strained peaches?
That's like a spinach.
Put him up.
It's only the penguin.
Batman.
Maybe that's why all those weird lyrics made the album, because you just walk around with a sword.
Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
My new name is Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Come here, Derinsky. Sing with Lou Reed.
Derinsky.
I like rainbows. Ah, worship, worship. Colored man's penis. Come here, Lars. You can't outrun me. Ah, worship.
What do you think we're going to be like when we're in our 80s?
Like Lou Reed.
Hopefully dead.
Like all old senile people like Lou Reed.
Do you think we're still going to be doing the podcast?
Yeah, we'll be sitting, without any microphones or anything.
Yeah.
We'll
just talking to each other.
In fact, we won't even be together, but we'll still be doing
it. Right. Say it sexually. Worship, worship.
One of us will have a dialysis bag.
Doritos bag. Where's my Doritos bag?
That's a colostomy bag, sir.
Oh, whatever. Worship.
We'll all be wearing muumuus. We'll still be squirting. No, it will just be like my bladder just won't be able to hold any pee. I'll just
be like, guys, I thought I squirted today, but I really just peed myself.
Yeah.
No ovary fell out.
No, we'll try to hit the orderly with a slut paddle.
Come here, boy. Speaking of squirting, I feel like squirting has taken over the internet ever since we started talking
what?
About it.
Explain.
Well, there's a whole Brian McKnight song now.
Oh, yeah.
Called
that
Your Pussy
joke,
Works.
Right?
I understand, but it's still a song.
It's like a new track.
This song
Wait,
is
what?
Written
Hot
for
track.
Noah.
Brian McKnight wrote a song called How Your Pussy Works.
To me?
Yeah.
This is new?
To you and all women who... Well, actually, it's not to you, because it's to
you
women
know.
Who don't know how to squirt.
Yeah, you know how your pussy works.
Oh.
He teaches them how to squirt in this song.
Oh.
This is great.
I can't believe he didn't ask me to do a spoken word on it.
This is a good song.
Asking questions why. You like this, Monica?
She's grooving over there. You gotta see this.
Oh my goodness.
They
whine you and
dine you. You let them inside. This is real. Brian McKnight I have higher standards for him.
Of course. Why?
He has the 3-step song.
Just wait. Just wait. What I do, you might seem strange. Things you don't know about your physiology.
You don't have to be ashamed. Why is she ashamed? That you didn't
joke's on.
If you're ready to learn, let me show you how you can be what didn't know that you could squirt.
Those are the lyrics?
Yeah.
If you're ready to learn,
this is so funny. I like balls.
Oh, you made it to the track.
Yeah.
She was in the studio.
But it's short enough that they don't pay me royalties.
Yeah, and look at how big it is.
Video. Ew!
You
need to watch the video. It's so funny.
Well, the funny thing about this is that he's, like, known for clean-cut songs, you know?
Yeah.
So all the fat 300-pound black women on his Twitter started, like, complaining that he made a very dirty song, you know? And he got in a lot of trouble.
Well, he seems very condescending in this song.
Yeah, I agree. It's very sexist, isn't
it? What I don't understand, he says, I got my post-grad in sociology, so what I say might sound strange. Why? So why is sociology strange?
To people who want to hear him sing about sleeping together and shit. Yeah, they just, you know.
Maybe it's the only way he can rhyme the next.
He's just more
sentence.
Specific.
I mean, it is on funnyordie.com. Like, you have to expect some kind of crudeness.
But yeah.
It's not even that bad.
A woman can't make a song that says, you know, let me show you how your penis works.
You know? Because we figured it out.
Yeah. Because men would be threatened by that. But if you tell a woman, let me show you how your pussy works, and the guy's convincing enough to sell it to you, that turns girls on, right? Like the guy knows more about your pussy than you do. Of course, it has to be the right guy. Like, it has to be the
right
guy.
I feel like that's only maybe like 0.01% of guys, though. There's maybe
Like... But he's a good-looking guy.
I love some of these.
I don't think Brian McKnight is one of those guys.
To you. So the track is available on iTunes, and I love some of these reviews. One word. Ew.
Not really a word, but...
I remember spending my entire savings on every one of his albums released at the time, and 15 years later, I still have them.
Uh-huh.
This song is classless, hood, poor taste, and makes it seem like a dirty old man. Yuck, Brian, a shame on you.
Can I point something out? You can't go, ew, one word, ew, and then write 400 more words.
And then there's a response. Oh, no, but the title of that review, though, was like, I was like, what? And then was like, huh?
First I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, squirting!
All right, next review, stop hate.
The Sway wrote that one, by the way.
Please listen to the song, people. It has a beautiful melody and arrangement.
It sounds like every other melody and arrangement in his other music.
You know what? All black music looks alike to you, Noah.
He could be singing about a cardboard box for all I care. The man is a genius and knows his music.
Well, but one kind of box.
Yeah.
It really is a good song, though. Like, you know what? The same thing is going on there with the Smell Yo Dick song. Because that's a good song. It's just has really, really retarded lyrics.
It's
a very good melody.
It's a great melody.
It's catchy. You remember that shit? I sing that shit
in
the shower all the time.
Well, because it's so absurd.
Appreciate the melody. Come on.
No, but I can just walk in and just say absurd things, and it won't be catchy unless you write a good song.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on now.
Come on. Worship!
Speaking of catchy.
Yeah. That's not.
Worship colored man's penis. Colored man. Colored man.
Is Brian McKnight the colored man?
Yes. He shouldn't use the same fountain as me. Ah! Worship!
Oh, no.
It's only German bohemian. I don't really think that. Worship, worship. It's a performance art. If you grew up in Copenhagen, you'd know that.
Oh, someone is hating on someone else's review.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my. A new and different approach for Brian, but things change, and so does he with his bold, hot single. You be the man in my book. Sybil, stick to the book club. This was a mess for you. And this was written by Eddie Robinson, so a guy is writing this review.
Unless it's Eddie from Whoopi Goldberg playing
the fucking joke. Holy shit.
She took a minute from coaching the Knicks to write that review on Yelp. What the fuck are you reading? Oh, iTunes? Sorry.
Yelp. It's so bad it made it to Yelp.
Yeah. Why McKnight's restaurant is weird. There's no food. It's just him talking to you about pussy.
One star. Let me show you how our entrees work.
The great ambiance.
Smells terrible in there, though.
He really sings fishy, really fishy.
He sings about pussy on the piano while you're eating your food. Yeah. It's like a dinner theater. Anymore?
Why, Brian? I used to love your music. This song, there's no periods in this. Why, Brian, I used to love your music. This song is just a failed attempt to keep up with what the masses are talking about today. He used to be a good at making sexy songs. I can't tell you how many females I made love to Brian McKnight songs. It is...
No punctuation.
A good melody and his voice.
Wait, men listen to Brian McKnight?
Well, yeah. there's no periods in Brian McKnight's fan base either because they're all over 50.
He went from singing, oh, Lord, to this garbage? Sicko sellout. No one cares how good you think you are in bed. You are a 43-year-old man. Correction, 43-year-old father of three boys. Uh-huh. This is the kind of example you want to set for your kids? I am so sick of the over-sexual content in music. Of all the things going on in the world, this dude could not think of anything else to write about more than sex.
Oh, my God.
Please. So desperate. Why squander away your talent? Disgusting.
he's so angry. He shot out of a cat.
Yeah.
The song about squirting, like how hard is that? First of all, the guy had to throw in that he's banged like 100 women to Brian McKnight music. You got to make sure people know that he has sex.
You can't be serious, says Mandy Pandy 2323. That's saying the actual P word is tasteless. The whole squirt part is disgusting. That sounds like a porno song with a gospel melody. Do you have a PR person? I guess not. Perhaps if you were singing this on an up-tempo beat with a little Wade, I added that.
It's pussy with, relations.
With
he does
little Wade, it would have been slightly more acceptable. Trey Songz, the sex Trey singer, doesn't even take it this far. Ready to learn equals epic fail.
By the way, has she heard Trey Songz? Because he does take it that far.
Go back to Bible school, Mandy Pandy, 2323.
It doesn't bother me what he's singing about. Squirting.
There's no noodling.
Right. There's no guitar solo. The same stupid processed music.
Mm-hmm.
But what really bothers me is that he just seems very condescending and like he's telling the girl, "Oh, yeah. I'll teach you something about yourself."
But guys can get away with that. That's a thing. You know, the women who are like, there's submissive women that like to be told stuff by a guy.
Yeah, but I find that most guys who brag and who think they know what they're doing don't know shit.
I believe it.
I don't think Brian McKnight doesn't know.
Yeah.
I think Brian McKnight knows the thing.
So you trash it?
Been around the block.
Trash it.
And if anything, I think he's not condescending to the woman, though. He's condescending all the guys that the woman has been with.
Both, I think. I think you're right, but it's also, like, why would a woman not know how to make her own pussy squirt?
There's plenty of women who don't.
Yeah. Right, I know, but I mean, it's presumptuous because, like, she, you know, if she can't get it done, how do you know he's going to do it?
Because he's done it before.
He's
got the track record.
Yeah, but you can't.
Post grad in sociology, Darren. Don't fuck with that.
Sociology is
accredited.
Maybe he said squirtology.
The girl has to understand her body in order for it to work. He can't just, like, a guy can't just make a girl squirt unless she knows what to do.
Look how long it took Noah.
It didn't take me long. I just read what to do, and then I focused on it, and then I achieved it.
She's trying to make a point. You should go with it.
So did you thrash or trash?
I'll thrash it.
Oh, shit. All right.
Works for me.
I thrash it.
Yeah, me too.
I'll thrash it for the sole reason that I think it's ingenious. Uh-huh. Great, a little bit of PR to do this, because his response on Twitter after all these people started, like, thrashing it, or no, trashing it, was like, you know, you people yesterday didn't give a shit about me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's talking about me. This is what I have to do to get back on the radar.
Just like Whitney Houston, she had to die to get back on the radar.
Wasps. Wasps killed her. You know that?
What?
That's not true.
Say it so deadpan, and I believe you.
All Whitney needed to do was squirt.
They were
just as much publicity.
They were wasps dipped in crack.
No, some comedian said that shit right when like the news broke.
And
like,
everyone around.
Yeah, Whitney Houston is dead. You know, this should be a testament to everyone to we take wasps for granted that they really are like some kind of thing. And all these people tweeted in the BuzzFeed of this list of, oh my god, I can't believe Whitney Houston is dead, and it was wasps. It's amazing.
Flash Funk in the chat says Rob can squirt out of his anus. Is that true, Rob?
When I have enough Mexican food, definitely.
I do every morning after a good binge of beer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Speaking of enough Mexican food, I did recently have Mexican food, and I think we need to take a music break.
Oh.
We decided to do an All Beasties music break.
We decided?
Yeah.
My Beasties break?
Yes. I just wanted a Pepsi, but everyone picked their favorite song. Try to figure out who picked what.
Uh-huh. I picked way too many, by the way. Did you narrow it down?
Yeah. R.I.P. MCA.
Yo, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Man, and I saw your female with them, too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Go paint 3 of those mules for some of that ass.
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. What it is.
Biting what I write, y'all. And that's fun.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Well, I'm that kid in the corner, I'm home from
your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection live cast.
But first,
that means after.
He's got his priorities in order.
Darren, you gotta stop knocking girls up.
That's just a bumper. I am not knocking anyone up.
You have to cover it.
No more black big booty bitches for me.
See, that was because of the booty bitches in the studio we have today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We're not bitches.
Both of the bitches are wearing booty shorts too, by the way.
Well, Monica came over with the mosh shorts, and I thought, well, I have them too, so why don't we just be butt twins or something?
They're wearing the exact same shorts with the same like
logo.
They're
not exactly the same. They're a little bit different.
What's the difference?
Noah's has a duty station.
Stand up.
No,
mine has a white trim, and hers
is black. It's not duty. It's blood.
Oh. You earned those shorts.
Because I wear them in the pit.
Oh.
Monica's has white piping around it.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, excuse me.
It's your excuse.
By the way, I realize that we haven't given our phone number out. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. I'm getting the sniffles from all these dogs.
Uh-huh.
Up in here.
By the way, that was a great Beastie Boys
Oh, yeah, let's go through that.
That's a great idea, Sid.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sid. We kicked it off with She's Crafty.
You mean Rob.
What?
Rib.
Rib. Lob.
Ron.
Ron.
Lid.
Roy. Roy. Let's do Roy from now on. I like Roy.
Roy.
It kind of does look like a Roy.
Why is that funny?
What does a Roy look like? Yeah. I don't even
like
know.
That.
Yeah.
Like that. Looks like a Roy or a Rod.
Oh, well.
Like from Siegfried and Roy? He doesn't look like that guy.
He looks like the type that have white tigers.
Oh.
He looks like he got attacked by white tigers.
Oh!
Go easy on Roy.
Oh, yeah, Noah.
Go
so
easy.
Does your hair.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
Go easy on Roy.
Both love. So we kicked off the Beasties break with She's Crafty. She gets around. Then we played Pass the Mic. Then Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun.
You're supposed to say who picked which song, too.
She's Crafty was a Sid pick. Pass the Mic was my pick. Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun was...
A Sid pick.
Sid. Oh, shit. You had Professor Booty, which was a Noah pick.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sure Shot.
That's appropriate for today.
Sure Shot was...
Me.
It's Noah.
Oh, I played two Noahs in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gratitude.
By Sean.
That was me.
And then High Plains Drifter.
By me.
And then that's it. We didn't have enough time for the rest.
Aww.
I just wanted to say also that I got Licensed to Ill, the vinyl album, as a present for my bar mitzvah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, that's awesome. When I was 13 years old.
Nice.
Hipster Juby.
Who got it for you?
Well, it wasn't hipsterized then because that's all there was vinyl.
Yeah, of course.
And cassette.
Yeah, where's your cassette?
I had the cassette, too. For my Walkman.
Yeah, I think I had license still.
Walkman. So. Walkman.
Walkman.
Jewish.
Keith Wilson.
My Walkman,
1987, that came out.
Wow.
One year after Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah. MCA went to the same high school that I did.
And me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
We went to Morrow High School.
Morrow High School.
Named after the famed broadcast journalist.
Robert
Pazboni. Edward Romero.
Slow-mo joiner. So that was fun. Very good break, Sid.
Thank you.
I like when we collaborate.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And listen. I just backed that up, right?
Did he die, too?
Soon.
So, let's wait until he dies till we do sing any of his songs on the show.
Okay. Good. Again, our number is 646-929-1357. Let's play this video clip right now, which really is more about the audio. It's these grandmothers watching a Kim Kardashian sex tape.
I think there's only one.
Yep.
Oh,
so
not A. You're right.
What do you think of the Kardashians, the three of them? Who's your favorite? Kim's excellent.
What, you saw a video of them?
Her? Sucking a dick. She's holding it like
that's going to be us doing the podcast in 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, there's a saying, once you go black, you never go back.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
You saw it on TV.
No, it's not on TV. It's on the internet.
On the computer? We can see it on the computer?
Yeah.
I thought that was just for Minesweeper.
Oh, my God, Rob's dying.
This is real.
Ray J. Who, that sums it up.
There they go. He's holding it or she's holding it.
Oh, my God. Look at it. Oh.
Wait till they show you the profile.
The end is purple. What's taking him so long? He's so young. That looks like a snake.
Two hands with space in the middle. Oh, I can't wait
now. Now what?
Now he does it to her.
What is her problem? She's just laying there. Oh, there he goes. His tongue is as long as his
That's the Brazilian. That's the Brazilian.
Look at his nose, is hitting up Clyde Torres.
Clyde Torres. I went to high school to a guy named Clyde Torres.
Oh my God! Clyde Torres.
Her rear end?
Oh, no, get out of here. Oh my God! She's stupid. Look at that.
That's so that hurt. That's Greek. That's what the Greek do.
Oh, get out of here.
From in the back. Was I exaggerating, Mary?
Not at all. Oh, gee, I can't believe it. Oh, we're not supposed to be watching this. Get out of here.
That's what the Greeks do. That's going to be the show title.
I didn't know that Greeks, that doggy style is where that came from, the Greeks?
Yeah.
Greeks like it fucking in the ass.
Oh.
Well, really what they liked was boys, and then default you had to fuck them in the ass. Not so much they liked ass sex.
Yeah.
But
do you think that as old people we're going to still have sex?
All of us together?
What do you think is going to happen to us?
I don't know. Why
are we going to like it less when we grow up?
Are you?
Why would you like it less?
Do you like it less?
I don't know.
Because you're fucking other elderly people.
Yeah.
What if you're rich? Or
if you're wealthy?
You could hire prostitutes.
I'm not going to be rich.
I will. Rich enough to afford prostitutes, though? Like, what do they go for? $200-$300 an hour?
I guess at that point it doesn't matter if I get
by that time we might have virtual sex.
Or you could
have holograms.
You could fuck a Tupac hologram.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Nice.
Tupac. You could just drive Tupac. Said all you do is you drive past the junior college and you pick up a 20-year-old.
Nice.
What's so hard about that?
Kingsborough will still be around.
Yeah, you don't have to be rich for that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Kingsborough girls.
Rich, and then just ditch them off when you're done.
What about McDonald's?
Your Toyota Corolla could be like your bang bus.
Yeah. Just you just drive by Lafayette High School.
My accessoride would be my bang bus.
You're what? You're 18 in 10 seconds? Hop in. Come on.
It'll only take me eight.
And 3, 2, 1. 18. Get in. Get in the car. Look at how she's doing it in the butt. She's stupid.
That's not where it goes, dingbat.
She made a mistake. It goes in the other room into a tissue. That's where it goes.
That doofus.
She's stupid.
I want to believe that it's because she saw her giant ass that she said she was stupid.
Yes. You could tell when a woman has the giant ass like that.
She's stupid.
She's stupid.
Stupid hoe.
Oh, that's good. You are part Jewish, right?
Oh, yeah, one quarter.
Good accent.
What? I'm still the non-Jew of the group?
Yeah. Yep.
I thought I was acquiring numbers here, I guess not.
But I'm Catholic. I'm not.
I'm Catholic.
I know which quarter you are, clearly, because I won't say what it is. You have a very Jewish last name.
Yeah, because that was my grandfather.
Well, I think it's because you have a giant schnoz.
You have a Jewiest of Jewish last names, which I think is awesome.
Oh, thanks.
That wasn't an insult. I love Jewish last names. You are the chosen.
So did you come out of a Jewish vagina or no?
Mm-mm.
No, her dad.
Her grandfather was Jewish. Oh. Is Jewish. I think it's funny that we talk about my lineage or whatever. Oh, it's interesting. We're getting to know you.
Would you rather we talk about your vagina?
No. Talk about
your
my
Jewish
family
vagina.
History.
Yeah,
talk about pooping again.
It's just that four of the five of us on this show are Jewish, and we want to claim you as a Jew, even though you're only...
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my grandfather, my dad's dad, how I got my name, he was the one that was Russian Jewish, and then all my other grandparents were Italian, so last name is Toscano and Pepe and stuff like that.
Pepe's the last name?
Uh-huh, that was my grandmother's maiden name.
I assume that would be a Spanish descent.
Shankleton asked if your last name is bad at sports.
I am bad at sports.
That was really good.
No, whoever did the Monica Lewinsky joke, that was totally seventh grade.
But it is Monica joke. It is a Jewish name, the hint that I gave. So,
oh, my God, that must have been so hard for you being named Monica during that whole scandal.
And Jewish.
You're being sarcastic.
And going through middle school.
Did people throw cigars at you and stuff?
Or demand beeges? I'm trying to think of the next
or point out stains on your clothes.
Luckily, it was still like 6th, 7th grade, so the jokes weren't that dirty yet. Probably if I would have been in high school, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, boys would have just been coming on your face.
Doing
your
face. They'd be like, oh,
wash
that dress.
You're saying they didn't?
No, just they would just come up to you and just start coming on
right,
you.
Right, without a permission.
You're saying that didn't happen?
No, it did for Noah.
I thought that happened to all high school girls.
No, it didn't happen to me.
Ugh. Anyway.
Wait, so you had a poop story? Is that right?
What was the poop
about you took a dump?
No.
Did you shart on the way over? What was the story?
Who sharted?
Is that why you changed your shorts?
What? No, I'm the one that changed my shorts.
I'm totally lost here. Hold on. I'm lost. Start over. Who has a poop story? Go.
I don't have a poop story.
Monica's got a...
I don't like talking about poop.
Something about her dumper.
No.
She has a story.
No.
She doesn't want to say it.
No, you said
she was just talking about pooping in front of her friends.
Okay.
What?
You pooped
you're a party? You're a party pooper?
Yeah. Party pooper.
Why would she poop at parties?
You talk about how you poop at parties.
I poop at parties? No.
Poops.
Poops at
parties. You open the door and you are pooping and everyone can see you and you're pooping in the party.
By the punches bowl?
It's a video online. This German guy doesn't understand what party pooper is.
Yeah. Did you guys see that woman on YouTube where she's
picking around her butthole and then she eats it?
Ew, does that exist?
Yeah, that can't be on YouTube.
Yeah,
she beats off to that every night.
No, it's her
she's
sitting
like
in line.
Into her pants.
Yeah, she's at like the DMV sitting in like the chairs waiting and she's like picking around the back of her pants and then like puts her finger in her mouth.
I did see that, yeah.
Gross. No, there's this lady who she's videoing herself like going to like poop on the toilet and she's singing. She's sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
It's this big, huge black woman.
Can we find
it?
Yeah,
please.
And
like the whole, she says sitting on the toilet. Like, I don't know, 100 times.
And then all of a sudden
it's like, flush. That's how it ends.
Did you hear anything? Like a plop or a fart or anything?
What do I search for?
Sitting on the toilet.
Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Is there a G in sitting?
No.
What?
Is it just sitting or is it sitting?
Sitting.
I don't think that would matter.
Oh, the official sitting on the toilet.
Oh, there's
T-H-A.
There's a website.
Toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I see
this is on Tosh.0.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
It's the lady from Parks and Recreation.
I think that's Monique.
Yeah, she's wearing clothes.
Yeah. Oscar nominated or Oscar winner?
Darren, would you hit that if you're single?
You just think I would like every black girl. I'm picky.
I can't really see her from here. She looks like she's well endowed.
Disgusting.
She's huge, massive.
If she lost 300 pounds, she wouldn't have any tits. It's just fat.
She keeps.
Oh, then she does a duck face.
Yeah, she keeps going.
Great.
Like that.
Yeah.
So I looked up that Jennifer is a party pooper guy, and he has a lot of other videos
of things he doesn't understand. Like shooting the shit. That's
ruins it for me. Then it's like a shtick. He's just like goofing. I thought it was really a guy that didn't understand party pooping.
But while you thought that, it was glorious.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
because
I didn't find out
until
a couple of days after either, and I was like,
I work some morning very early for a preschool.
You turn it up?
No, I sing. I sing for those guys and things. Yesterday, I hear a song from the children. Like, here it is. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let... Whoa. Pause on that.
Pause.
Sounds like the guy
catch
from Die Hard.
Catch a tiger by the toe?
The guy from Die Hard, right? Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Shoot the glass.
Who encouraging this?
I just hear the human centipede doctor, too.
Now
I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Here's another one about rock, paper, scissors.
Why do people play rock, paper, scissors?
It's just the accent which really makes it
stupid game. It does not work.
It needs gas chambers.
The logic is really not right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Why do all these Jews play rock, paper, scissors?
And you are fighting scissors. I understand it. Rock, you're winning. Scissor, good luck. You know, you you can now not cut other things because rock has crushed you good.
Just like and Hitler crushed the Jews.
And paper coming round the corner and looking at a nice street sign or what? Bye bye. You know, you are now origami swan or something. Good job,
even
scissor.
German?
I doubt it. Okay, here's the shoot the shit one.
I cannot sleep.
He's in bed.
I just received email that say, Fula.
Fiora.
Let us have some coffee in the morning and we may shoot a shit.
His name is Fiora?
Fula.
Mein Fiora.
I think. List, you know, of things I like, I enjoy to do. Sleep. Eat. Make music. Shoot a shit. No.
No.
This sound horrible. What happened when you shoot some shit? If it dry shit, now you have crumbs of shit every place. Like bottom of the bag of Cheerios.
What?
Except it's shit.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So you gotta wait till he explains the metaphor.
Some wet manure from the cow or something. You shoot that? Every place squirting.
Lots of squirting.
Like paint.
What
like
the hell? We
bucket.
Really didn't make squirting popular.
So he's the doesn't you understand metaphors that. Nazi.
That's what he is.
Not me, no.
It's just deleted scenes from Hogan's Heroes.
No, you shoot shit in your own house.
Someone before said that the one, the Ray J clip, was deleted scene from Golden Girls.
This guy is really good.
He has a lot of hits.
Does he have any videos about the honey badger?
Johnson and Wallet, they are really good friends.
Om yum 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 yum.
Come Wallet, let us go for a walk to the store.
No, Johnson, I'm busy.
Wallet.
No, Johnson, I'm busy. I must eat receipts. Om yum yum yum.
Wallet, I must tell you, you have really changed a lot.
He's just talking to his wallet.
Yeah, well.
Did you see that they found the dude that does the honey badger voice?
Was he hiding?
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, no one knew who it was. And then
random.
He decided.
YouTube page.
Yeah, no, his YouTube page had videos. Like,
no, but, like, no one knew, like, what he looked like and who the fuck.
No,
yeah,
he actually looked anonymous. On his YouTube page. Mm-hmm. He had, like, other sketches he did and, like, mm-hmm. Man on the Street stuff, and you could see what he looked like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were making. Oh, fuck that.
You bought into the hype, Sean.
I did.
But yeah, he just looks like a hipster.
Mm-hmm. He has like one of those General Custard mustaches where it's like a mustache that hooks down, connects to sideburns.
Wait a minute. Yeah. It's not Rob?
Schenkel says that the Honey Badger dude is in pistachio commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just one.
Did he do the not Honey Badger thing. First or the commercial?
The Honey Badger was his favorite thing.
Dance.
Somebody in the chat
dance
said.
Tommy Scratch Beat. Let's go. Dance. I like the dance. I wanna dance.
Wait, did we get any recaps from last week?
Baby, you wanna dance?
Oh, there was a. Yeah.
That's right. All dancing, please don't fight. Move into the morning light. The floor is your domain.
Okay, it sucks.
It's a black guy?
Yeah. Why does that matter?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Doesn't it, Noah?
There's a dog face on my crotch.
I've got a very brief anecdote to share. I saw the Avengers this morning, and the best part of the whole movie, I told Rob this story. The best part of the whole movie was there's a group of Down syndrome kids sitting in the back. I think the technical word is Riri's.
When was this in the movie?
No, this was in the theater.
Oh.
They're sitting in the back.
I don't remember that scene at all.
Every like 10 or 15 minutes, just completely out of nowhere, you would hear, ugh!
Did you
Mr. Moneyball?
It was the best part of the movie. The movie was good, but that was the best part. It didn't matter what was going on in the movie. It wasn't reacting to the movie. It was just every 15 minutes.
Every movie theater should come with that. I want to get.
Were you hearing that every time there was a girl on screen?
No. Apropos of nothing.
Every time
random.
I'm like dragged to go see some like chick flick or something, I would love to have a troop of speds. They're just hanging out there. Like,
it was way more aggressive sounding than that. It was like the stereotypical retard noise. Like, to goof on them, but they were actually doing it.
Oh, stop it.
We're going to go to hell.
You guys are so
like, if we're not going to go by now.
Do you know what I learned today? Today I learned that in Sweden there's like a quarter somewhere in Stockholm where they keep all of the mentally handicapped people.
Whoa.
It's just like their own
like a
community.
Oh, like a midget village?
Well, it's not midgets. It's
well, we have those
people
in America, like Little City, like where it's adult, like adult retard, they'll live in together.
Little,
we have that.
Yeah, we have that.
Wasn't there an X-Files about that?
No. What?
That actually exists.
These exist all over the country. Yeah.
You're lying.
Look up Little City. That's what it's called. Yeah. But it's
Rob,
just,
you should go there and terrorize them.
It's a bunch of retarded adults living
interviews.
In their own gated communities. Yeah.
Wait, retarded adults? Or
yeah,
literally?
Highly functioning retarded adults.
No, it's an organization. It's not. Is it like an area, like a town?
Yes. There's one in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. You can look it up.
How do you know that?
Because I live two towns over.
Little City engages and supports individuals, families, and communities to ensure that children and adults with autism and other intellectual and development disabilities can realize their unique potential to live safely, learn continuously, and explore creatively and work productively throughout their lifetimes.
My grandma worked at the joint.
Doing what?
Just to help, no, to help in like speech, you know, development amongst retarded adults.
Stop saying retarded adults.
What's the chosen nomenclature?
Mongoloid, I think, is the nomenclature.
No. I thought retarded became
incest.
Okay. It's PC.
No,
it's not PC.
No.
I thought it came back, but they took it back.
No, we have a very sensitive show here that we do.
Yes. It's not that they took it back. It's that I never let it go.
The re-rees. Yeah. You should hang out with Lou Reed and talk about the colored penis and the re-rees.
Well, colored people at least understand when you're insulting them. Re-rees, I don't think they really. It's other people stepping up for them.
That makes it okay. They don't understand.
It's like making fun of the Amish. They don't have electricity. How do they know you're making fun of them?
They just don't get wind of it because they don't hear it.
Yeah.
But there's like different levels.
Fine.
There's like the kid on, you know, what's that, Corky on Life Goes On.
Yeah.
But then there's like the kid that dries off like the trays at McDonald's and gets like the carts from the fucking grocery store.
Yeah.
But then there's like the ones that like really just need help and they're like in like a bubble. So like what?
Vegetables.
Yeah, right.
Those are the like, ones that go at
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah.
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 Please do that again.
I feel like if they can't control their vocal pattern, they're in that bottom category.
Yeah. But, exactly.
Monica's imitation of a Riri is the best. hers is.
Not only is it the impression, it's also the O face.
Even her Riri is cute.
It was
dainty.
A tired Riri. Like a Riri.
A nonchalant.
No, it's an indifferent Riri.
Yeah.
I'm calling them Riri.
It's better than retard.
Yeah.
I said sped at least.
Yeah.
Sped. That's slang for special ed.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's slang for special
sped.
Ed.
Sped.
Sped.
Oh, sped. That's their tag names.
Tag names, yeah. If they're a graffiti artist.
That's their handle.
Well, if they have their own communities, I'm sure there's a gang.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some vigilante just kind of kids that are writing apple or something.
On an apple.
Well, it's like their own society, right? So they have everything there. They have their own.
Shlomo's the mayor.
Sure. But I think that society is that middle to upper echelon of feds.
I just thought of a really racist joke.
Go ahead.
What do you call it, an Asian vigilante?
What?
A vigislante.
I get it.
Rob, is that necessary?
That was a play on words.
A racist direction.
That was mildly funny, like a New Yorker cartoon. That was a racist New Yorker cartoon. Yeah. I had the same reaction to it.
No, that's
I get it. That's one of those jokes where instead of laughing, you just say, "Oh, that's funny."
Oh, yeah, I get it.
You acknowledge the humor.
Oh, the dog's talking. I get it.
That's a new show title, by the way, Vigislante.
Bad SEO.
No, I think that's good SEO. Who else?
The other Vigislantes are there.
That might be the first time it's on the internet ever.
Yeah.
We should, like, patent the word or trademark it.
I don't know if I want to be associated with that. Or Riri.
Riri's been out there.
Showing, there's no results for Vigislante currently.
That will
end after today,
but did you spell it right?
Yeah.
We coined terms on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Excuse me. Whoa. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Vigislante. Terrible person. Mm-hmm.
Everything that was said before that was fine.
No,
until you opened your mouth.
I wasn't excluding any of the other terrible things that were said here.
Shankleford had a fantastic line in the chat. What's Rob's criminal name? Vigimantitty?
Oh. I don't have man titties.
Your man titties have greatly decreased, I have to say.
Yes.
You're in very good shape.
My man titties have reduced. No, I still have a huge gut.
Well, I'm saying relatively speaking, from where you were before, you're in good shape.
At least you don't have boobs on your gut.
True. I can no longer rest my beer on my gut. That's a shame. Are you gonna light me on fire, Monica? What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
She's doing Beavis over
there.
Fire. Oh, man boobs just reminded me. That I watched
right
to
Sid.
Sydney.
Oh, Sid's man boobs.
Yeah.
Not man boobs.
No, no. Vanessa and I got home from the bars really late, and we watched Young Adult, the movie with Charlize Theron and Patton Oswalt.
Not a bad movie at all.
No, and there was a nice scene in the movie where Patton Oswalt gets busy with Charlize Theron, which was
spoiler
awesome.
Spoiler alert.
Charlize Theron.
Why is that spoiler alert? I don't think these kids are going to go watch Young Adult.
Why not?
But, I don't know.
They're young adults.
But Patton Oswalt takes his shirt off, and it was the first time I've ever seen Patton Oswalt with his shirt off. And I thought it was incredible because he has south-facing nipples, and I've never seen that before on like a fat man. Like usually it's like they're still kind of pouty and poke forward. But he has, like, what looks like
Butters.
It could be pecs. Yeah, but the nipples point down. Like,
oh, yeah, those are so weird. Yeah.
They don't even want to look at his face.
No. No, and there was an awkward close-up of when he was taking his pants off, like, of his bulge in his boxers, and I was like, no, come on.
Yeah.
I'm eating low mane right now.
Do you find large nipples on a man to be unattractive? Either of you?
But, like, saucer.
Let's start slightly large.
That's
first.
A great question, Darren.
Okay.
I like nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't like when guys have really tiny nipples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
or
like that
little
either.
Speck.
Like
it's like a child. Like a child's chest.
Yeah.
That's what I
feel like those little itty bitty shrunken ones like wouldn't have any sensation either. And I like it when they have sensation.
Yeah.
But what's too big? What would be the threshold?
I don't know. I mean, like, I've never seen a man with, like,
a huge one.
Like, what's
you find
size?
A fat guy. He's got some,
sauce.
Yeah, well, I don't want
ones.
Man boobs. So, but, like, I feel like you wouldn't have huge nipples if you didn't have man boobs.
I've seen regular
well,
sized chest
born,
with,
with bigger nipples.
But, like, how big is, like, how big are we
silver
talking?
Dollar.
Oh,
silver dollar. That's, like, this big?
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's like a tall guy,
like a quarter.
If there's enough skin, like skin to nipple ratio, we can make it work.
Or pepperoni size would might be okay.
Yeah, because it'll remind
but
me of
but silver
pepperoni.
Dollar is too big.
I think breast to ratio, the breast to areola ratio on a girl is very important.
Oh, of course, 100%.
If they're the nipples are too big
and the boob is too small.
Well, the areola.
Let's
compare our nip sizes, everyone. Just a quick flash, ladies first.
Well, you see mine already.
What?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, we talked about this.
And it was dark.
You might have had nipple reconstructive surgery. We don't know.
And it was cold outside.
Yeah, and you had piercings in them. Maybe now they're smaller now that you took the piercings out.
Maybe you should put them back in.
Did you put them back in?
No.
Do you still have the hole?
I want to get them re-pierced, though.
Oh.
Shankletown says his nipples look like manhole covers.
Nice. I like that.
Do you ladies like sucking on the teat?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it when it's small, because then there's like nothing to grab onto.
Mm.
No, I just like that little tiny nub.
It's like sucking off a tiny dick, right?
Yes, there
no,
it
I've
is.
I've never sucked a dick that small.
No. When you've never lived.
Monica? Ever sucked a tiny dick?
Be honest.
No.
How about a less than average dick?
No.
Okay. All right.
Had the opportunity in
Sid, what about
now?
You?
Yeah.
I'll go for the big one.
You just told the guy, no, I'm not doing this?
It's too small.
Put that finger dick away.
I don't do anything.
Well, you don't do anything
in
general?
Well, I'm like, if I am fondling him or something, and I'm like, ew,
what's
up with this? I'm not going to do anything with it.
So you just leave?
But what if, I was going to say, aren't you kind of,
rude. You guys are making out.
You're partially committed to it.
You're making out, your hand goes down there, you realize, oh, this isn't for me.
And you stand up and walk out?
Yeah, how do you
break
out?
Rude.
What? Well, I don't put myself in that situation too often because I usually am like with a steady person.
You request dick pics before you meet up with them.
But like there has been occasions where I'm with a guy and like I don't know. Anyways, I'll be with a guy, I'll get mine, and then I'll test the waters, and I'll be like, and then I'm like, okay, I don't really like this, so
Wow.
Such a dude.
Total dude.
But there's no other way to stop it. But if I'm not going to see them again, I don't really care.
You wouldn't even turn your head away and give them one of these?
No. If I don't care about
Those are so desperate, though. I would turn that down.
There's nothing more awkward than a girl giving you a hand job. Like, they don't do it the right way.
Exactly.
It's like,
I don't like hand jobs.
Stop it. Just
let me handle it.
I'll jerk off. Just get naked and stand there.
Getting hand jobs is great until you've gotten blown. Jobs
right.
And sex.
Yes. No, there's
once
nothing.
Once you graduate today, there's
right.
no going.
The hand jobs are better than getting nothing.
Yeah.
But once you've had something.
No, I've had guys turn them down.
Yeah, no, I would.
No,
there's
no,
nothing
I mean,
kill my boner faster than a goddamn hand job from another person.
That was phrased wrong.
Rob,
what I mean is when you've had nothing else.
Well,
oh, yeah,
it's from
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah.
It's a
good
story.
Oh, I know how to give a good hand. Don't you worry.
Sean
a lot of practice. Oh, a little behind the scenes.
Rob's a practitioner of skiing at the urinal. You know what I mean?
Mental image here.
So now someone in the chat made a good point. How do you define too small? Like, what is the threshold before you get the fuck out of the apartment? She's looking at Noah for advice.
I'm like, I don't know.
Erect?
Erect.
Could be a shower or a grower. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not really good at seeing measurements, but...
I feel like 4 inches, which is too small.
4 inches is way too small. Erect?
Yeah. Like, if it's erect, and you have to question if it's erect, then
yes, thank you. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay.
I agree.
Fair enough. So we're not talking about, like, it's like an average-sized dick, and you're just too small for you.
Oh, no, I can do average.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a reasonable person.
I thought she was being a princess. Like, 8 inches? What? Get out of here.
And the tuna can dick? Like, how does that fall into
it?
Is girth an important issue?
You know, chodes. Like weird.
Wider than it is long.
I think I'm just really interested in looking at it. I don't know if I would be turned on putting
aesthetics.
That inside of me.
So would you let him jerk off on you? Because you get to look at it. And you don't have to really do anything. Just sit there.
Maybe. It depends on the guy.
What about a guy with a super, super handsome face, awesome, rugged hands, really overweight with a baby dick?
Oh, God.
I think
you
should take the time out.
No, that's
time
not
out, time out.
Really 20 it.
Second time out. All right. Take the overweight out. Good body.
Okay,
everything
yes.
else.
Everything awesome,
else.
But then like a...
Oh, no.
Like,
I don't really care about looks that much.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd rather have a nice...
Nice dick
guy.
And overweight, gross
and
guy.
And a gross guy than have a really good-looking
guy.
Okay. That's
a
very honest
dick.
Answer. That's interesting.
So if it's, like, inverted when it's flaccid and then, like, it peeks out like a turtle head when it's erect?
You're just saying things.
Just saying words.
You're not even asking her a question.
This was really on TLC. I saw it. Like, the guy had to get reconstructed surgery because he had an inverted penis and it would just pop out when he's erect.
Like a dog? So it was concave?
And but he was married. And this woman married him. And, like, she stuck by
what a
life.
I can't. You know, it's so important to have a nice
turtle.
Looking dog. Right?
But then he had...
Like, your sex life is really important. Obviously, that woman just didn't care.
These people really like to read.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, but she got you got the surgery done, and now he has like maybe like a 3-4 inch dick.
Good for him.
Hard. See, there's hope. There's hope for everyone.
There's hope that you can have a 4-inch dick.
Because up until then, he would put his little turtle head inside of like a strap on.
Oh, how humiliating!
Yeah,
that's the most humiliating.
Those
sex
penis extenders have to be.
The man. First of all, the poor man has to go to the sex shop. Like,
you can order it online.
I need it. Oh, you can.
Yeah, I'll get it bookmarked.
I need the hollow strap on that I could put my 1-inch penis into, please. Thank you.
I really want to try that. I'm so curious.
Have someone put a penis extender on?
Yeah.
Why? Have you ever penetrated somebody, Noah?
Yes, we've done this.
Oh, you're right.
A man or a woman?
Both.
We know both.
No, I haven't penetrated a woman.
Oh no,
Monica, make it happen.
Who was the man?
I'm not gonna say.
That means we know who it is.
Did you say every ex-boyfriend that you had?
I don't remember that.
Not every ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
But, they were boyfriends? Okay, I thought you were going to say, like...
I feel like
I
you really got to know,
right?
Random hobos.
I'm not just going to stick it to anyone, Darren.
Wow.
I didn't
Rob
say
fingers chicks in public. Why don't you just grab random dudes and
not a I do the girls.
I mean, it didn't. I'm just saying it wouldn't have to be someone you're in love with. It could be a guy you're having sex like a fuck buddy, you know.
Yeah, but like I'd have to, you know. It's you know, it's not easy bringing it up to a guy.
Right.
To tell him, hey, I want to.
Well, he might bring it up to you,
ass.
You know.
I
really
never
like
had one guy bring it up.
So how did it come up? And like, pick one guy and tell us how it came up.
It probably started with me going down on him, and then playing with
diddling around.
Yeah.
And he mentioned it. Like, I really like that. And you should...
No, like first, I would start it
with your finger,
and then I'd keep going back there, and then I'd try my finger and all that, and then it was easier to bring it up.
But
I can't just, like, start dating a guy and be like, okay, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
So, all right, I got a question now.
Depends on where you pick up the guy.
Did you just – I gotta reconstruct this scene. I'm sorry. Did you just – when you finally got – let's fast forward. You got the guy to agree to this now. Do you stand there with the thing and fuck him, or you put it on and fuck him like you're a man?
He didn't want me to wear a strap on. He wasn't into that.
So he –
Did he lay like a baby with his legs?
Yeah.
That is the worst.
My
God. So did you have to, like, brush his nuts aside to get to his butthole?
Are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me.
It's a proctology exam.
There can't be anything attractive for him or you about a grown man played back.
No, for me.
You know what? Did that turn you on?
It turned me on.
So wait, time out. Oh, fuck.
So where were you? You're on your knees in front of him with
legs.
But like what? You're like
everything
is like jingling around.
It's like putting on a diaper, like wiping
somebody's
ass.
We have a caller.
Wait, fuck the caller.
Maybe it's our guest.
I don't care.
It's not our guest.
No, okay.
So
this is the guy that you did this.
Other than that guy, did you ever fuck a guy with the strap on attached?
No.
Never.
No, because they all.
They
thought it would be, like, too, like, emasculating.
But any of these dudes like
what?
All fours rather than, you know.
How is that any more emasculating than you with the baby position with the fucking stirrup?
I think if this guy's going
to
commit to
you.
What position would it be? Yeah.
You're giving up already.
No,
at
but
that
at
point.
Least in that position, the guy can see her and what she's doing when you're
like,
dog.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I can,
know.
And
I
can you know, jerk them off while I'm doing it. Or
probably jerk
them
off if they're on all fours.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
If he's like, if we're both on the bed and he's laying on his back, right?
Yeah.
With
did you imagine if, like the guy on the knees?
Okay.
Is that how you imagine?
In my mind, if I'm putting myself into this role, that's laying on the back.
Sean wants to get penetrated.
No,
I just
feel the laying on the back with the legs flayed would be the most like embarrassing, unerotic.
If you're already into this though, like how is that embarrassing?
I don't know.
Like,
I think
it would
be more of an erotic position to be like, yeah, like bent over some kind of bullshit like that.
But okay, if I would have him like standing and then bent down like in downward dog position, that's better.
Yeah, no, because
that
like,
sort
I think
of seems
like,
more
this,
degrading.
No,
yeah.
because
yeah.
this comes from more of like I thought like a thought process of like submission and shit like that. Whereas being in the baby pose is more like it's just totally
What's
off
the,
in a different left field.
It's like a gyno exam.
Yes, like right,
like
but stirrups. Then like I can be on top of him and stuff, and it's you can reach down there.
I don't know. I just think
the legs will get tired though. That's my concern.
It just sounds so silly. Like just the vision of like some like
just
grown
go
man.
Just and try it tonight and see how silly it feels.
No, I jerk off on my back and I feel silly that way anyway.
So this is something you really want to do, but no guy ever allowed you to. You want to bang. You want to bang.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you talk shit? Like, yeah, motherfucker, come on, take it.
I don't think I'd be that aggressive.
Did you do that with the baby pose?
No.
Yeah, baby.
No, it was more like, oh, do you like the way this feels?
All right. So it was like equal. You eased him into it.
Right, because he wasn't into being degraded.
Okay. You need one of those pussy men.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Shankletown says that he would
pussy.
Fill that role.
Yeah, you probably got like 8 or 9 guys from our chat that would
right.
fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're all underage.
No, not all.
Shankletown's
like 40.
Yeah. I thought he was like 43.
Let's take our caller.
I think he's dead.
Hello, caller. 813, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Aaron, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Hello. What's up, Aaron from Tampa, Florida? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, good.
Noah,
so what's going on?
Just got done doing some community service stuff, so I just called in to catch the end of the show.
What were you doing community service for?
Yeah, why'd you get pinched?
No, I was doing no, you get hours to pay for college.
Boo.
Yeah, that's boring.
For education.
Good.
Yeah, why couldn't you just
actually, random thought now that I'm here, because I was just calling to listen in. Have you guys know the band Winds of Plague, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Have you ever heard the Warrior Code track they have on their newest record?
Yes. The Warrior
Code. You guys ever played that on air?
Have we played it on the air? Let's play it right now.
Why?
I feel like that is so many good drops that you guys could use.
What kind of drops are you talking about?
It's the ultimate warrior just like over, like just talking and grunting over just like a bass Winds of Plague track, and he just says the most ridiculous shit about his gravestone. And
see, but the thing about that is we can just take Ultimate Warrior clips without the stupid Winds of Plague playing in the background.
Yeah.
This is it.
Is it Wings or Winds?
Winds.
Oh.
Our soul! Beavis and Butthead! And thank you to a unique warrior spirit. I do not want to stay in a baby pose while Noah fucks me with a dildo. How cocaine. Penetrating my asshole with a big plastic flap cock. Noah, you are dominating my asshole with a big black cock.
I do have more questions about this. To get back to the Christmas.
Hold on. Well, I think, you know what? I think this really picks up. No, don't fade it out. I want to keep hearing this.
Morbid Tulsa just said,
I need colored man's dick. Lou Reed.
Oh, wow. The spoken word.
Worship.
I've been hit with so many live cast memes over the last couple of weeks. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Since when did Winds of Plague get so good?
Yeah, they're covering.
I like that instant, like, cut forward.
Thank you. That's a good transition.
Okay. I'll put you back on hold, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Aaron. So what's your question, Sean?
So did you guys have, like, pet names for these toys? Or, like, how did you signal to each other, hey, this time we're banging, this thing's coming out? Like, would he ask for it? Like, we jump into baby pose and be like...
Nah. I think he probably just did it to please Noah. I don't think he was into it.
Yeah, he didn't... Well, I mean,
that's
he
pretty
kind
hard
of...
I feel like
it.
You have to be into it.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't... Like, come on.
Noah's very...
I think he was too scared to enjoy it. Because he probably was insecure.
Was he trembling while you?
No. Like, he was afraid to show that he enjoyed it as much as he did.
Oh,
he
didn't enjoy it.
Oh, I see.
But he kept it on the inside.
Oh, that's a different thing.
He must have
felt
like a complete sucker when you broke up with him, huh?
Yeah, he's probably walking the streets right now, just totally mind fucked. Am I gay? Am I not gay?
How? Like, was this going on for a while before you two broke up, or is this like, is this what led to the breakup?
3 days before.
What? Not having anal sex?
Or having anal sex?
Oh, no, okay. We've been doing it for years.
The dildo?
So he was all
for
worn
years?
Out by then.
Wow. Was his bottle like
no,
a tire?
No, actually, no, we weren't doing it. What? No.
Did you guys ever share the same dildo?
Yeah.
Oh! Ass
to ass! Condom?
No,
was there a condom on
no,
there?
No, it was vagina to ass, not ass to vagina.
Oh, okay.
I don't let that happen at all.
Oh, so
ever.
Your vagina juices lubed up the...
Yeah.
You should really use a condom. That's
did you ever double-headed dildo with your boyfriend?
Yeah, like in...
We never got up to that, unfortunately.
Oh,
that guy sucks.
Huh? What did he ask? A double dong.
Double-ended. You know, like,
double-ended.
I wish. I wish I would have a boyfriend who would feel comfortable doing that.
Shackleton. 43-year-old Shackleton.
Do whatever it takes.
So, I mean, what was the signal? Did you guys have anything? Like,
I guess... It depended. Like, if we had energy and we were starting early, then we would just, like, reach for it and just have it there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's it.
We have a good question in the chat. Kuntunes asks, was the dildo bigger than his dick?
Oh.
He did not let me get a big one.
Oh,
I wanted a big one, but he didn't.
Did he have a big dick?
So you went to the store together?
And I wasn't allowed to get one that looks like a penis. I could only get like a gel. Because
that
like
would
jelly
be gay?
One.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, listen, when you're
yeah,
doing that,
yeah.
you got to minimize it as much as you can,
you,
I guess.
I guess.
So you went to the store together, the shop?
No, we ordered it online.
Did you sit together
Who paid for it?
Metalinjection.com.
Wow, what a pussy.
Wait, did you sit together with like a laptop, like a lazy Saturday afternoon, like shopping IKEA, then dildos?
No, it wasn't like that. We were just, I said, all right, let's get one.
Uh-huh.
And let's look online.
IKEA has dildos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right next to the section. Swedish meatballs. This is the Blabo dildo from
the Swedish
takes
dildo.
Forever to assemble.
Yeah. What's
and
the
it
website?
Falls apart in 2 years.
What's
there's always the one piece left over.
Did you use AdamandEve.com?
No, I like using ExtremeRestraints.com. They have a lot of good things, and it's for good prices.
Do they have the Great American Challenge?
Yeah.
What? Oh,
what's nice. That?
That's
what.
Oh,
half a full
yeah.
Hour.
Right,
yeah.
Discussed this. Before.
Oh my God. Real life, like this guy.
No, I don't know if they have. They have.
Oh,
a lot.
This is good. They have an image map, and they're like, "Where would you like it?" Which are like arm binders.
Oh,
Rob loves their design.
Types.
That's how.
Yeah. This is really good usability on the website. Oh, cock and ball toys or penis pumps.
Did you ever use the
or
cock lock? You know that thing where it's like
the chamber for like the chastity belt.
Yeah.
No, that I don't like.
I don't
that.
Understand that.
I don't like mangled penises or for them to look mangled.
I hate when I go to buy a dildo and they have frames on the website. That's the worst.
Frame?
Never mind. It's an old website.
I think that one of the categories is top selling dildos.
What's the top selling dildo?
It's just whichever one Noah orders.
Yeah.
Use Noah dildo.
The Noah.
The Noah.
No. Oh, the waterproof turbo glider vibrator.
Good for in the tub.
This sleek, powerful, 6.5-inch waterproof multi-speed massager with stimulating nodules is perfect for fun in and out of the water. This vibe gets its power from a turbine in the head. See-through design makes this vibe fun to watch as it propels spins.
No, a turbine, not a turbine.
A turbine in the head is what your uncle has.
Comma zero.
That's a terrorism joke.
That's black mamba cock.
That's obviously, Rob zings right onto the
black
mamba cock.
He had that bookmark.
Oh, this is one of those extender cocks.
Oh, good. Weird.
Which you strap
mama
on.
Say, mama say, mama mamba cock.
Does it latch onto his balls?
Well, there's a... No, it's above the balls.
Yeah,
it's just like it's like a shaft that goes onto your strap.
Do they have one in pink?
Well, the black one is the top seller, so they might have the perfect 10 jelly dildo.
That's basically telling your small-dicked white husband, I would rather this be a big, giant black cock.
I got that at Dunkin' Donuts the other
day. I was going to make a Boston cream dildo joke. Thank you, Darren.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll have the dildo crawler.
Good times, everyone. Good times. Oh, a 12-inch double dildo, only $12.50. What a deal.
It's like a
little
inch.
Over a dollar an inch.
How much shipping?
Ah, that's where they get you.
Yeah. That's where they get you with the black dildo.
No, it's reasonable shipping rate. And when they send it like in a discreet package.
Brown paper
so
bag.
That my neighbors don't see that I've ordered a ton of horse dicks.
Well, the thing is, they put it in a plain brown wrapper, but it's tight, so you see that it's shaped like a dick.
You see all the veins and stuff from it.
It comes on while it's in the mail. It's just
does it say it comes from Extreme Restraints, or do they have
no,
some,
they
like,
use their, like, LLC name or something.
Their LLC name is thisisadildo.com.
Your neighbor is a pervert.
LLC.
I always wonder sometimes. I always wonder sometimes if I'm using my vibrator at night, if my neighbors can hear it through the walls.
I'm sure.
Are you laying on the floor?
They think you're making
smoothies.
That's
when I just change the batteries, it's so loud and strong that it's like...
You could be shaving.
Yeah. Why don't you just put on some Kenny Loggins or something?
Vacuuming?
I'm usually watching porn.
I got a cock loose. Cock loose.
Everybody...
A Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Everybody fuck your boyfriend in the butt.
What? You got to get a silencer for that. Do they make that at ExtremeRestraints.com?
You put the dildo inside a fleshlight, and then...
Oh, dear. Palate cleanser. So, Monica, so you've never done any of that stuff, right? With a guy?
Yeah, no anal.
No, but I mean, you giving the anal, not...
Oh, no. I don't,
never fingered
a brown
eye.
I don't like the...
No brown eye play.
I don't like poop talk, so I'm not really going to like a button.
I don't like it.
You don't like poop talk?
No. Oh, you weren't here that episode.
No.
Like, I don't
most
know.
Episodes.
Most episodes.
I'm probably. I'm definitely the only guy in this room that doesn't like to fuck a girl in the ass, and probably the only one listening to this.
Even
podcast.
If you got it wrapped up.
Huh?
Even if you got it wrapped up.
It's mental.
Well, Rob's never fucked a girl in the ass. So he doesn't.
Darren said that he always wraps it up.
Oh. Yes, always wrap up. Always.
You've never fucked a broad boy in the ass?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can I just read a comment from Shankletown, please?
I would not
please?
Be against it.
No. Can I just read a comment? Shankletown says, I'm sure Noah's neighbors prefer the sound of a vibrator to the sound of her penetrating a man.
Please, God, no!
Or the sound of Rob screaming at the top of his lungs every week.
No, God, please, no! No!
Do you like anal?
No!
Giving, I've never received, so I have no
Would
interest.
Would you be open-minded no, to it? No. Not at all?
Even in the shower?
No.
If your butthole's all clean?
I don't even
have never fingered your butthole?
No.
What? She's sometimes, a lady.
Has she tried?
I feel like sometimes when she goes down on me, I feel like her hand's on the way there, and I tense up.
Are you worried that you have, like, dingleberries or something?
Now,
I think it's even more than, like, me being uncomfortable with it. I feel like I'm probably so gross down there. Find out things that she doesn't want to find out, and that it'll just be weird for me. I just
pull out like a polyp.
It's unnecessary. Oh. I poop so much, and I'm so hairy.
Can that be a draft, please? Yeah.
Is she actually going back there, or are you
I don't know.
Imagining it?
Maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know.
Okay.
So you get all tense and stomach
yeah,
and
yeah.
your
You never talked this over with her? Or?
No.
There's like a little bit of cellulite because they're so tense.
Yeah, probably. There's probably cellulite wrinkles, anyway. Wrinkles. Have you seen this?
Hey,
you
look like
you have
short.
Tight legs.
I'll go as
my butt's chunky. I think
I'll go as far as to say that you're like maybe a little out of shape, but you're not fat.
Fair enough. Thank
I like that I'm getting a butt now that I'm gaining weight. It used to be like back straight to.
You had a very flat butt in the
back in the day
smacking episode.
You were a lowercase b. He said.
Yeah. Now it's like two lowercase b's.
Shankletown says, I picture Sid's wife putting on safety goggles and a construction hat before she goes down on
like a hazmat.
Yeah, I do have sizable loads.
Sizable loads.
That's the title. Done. That's a wrap.
That's it.
I thought you were going to throw like an Inception note.
I could.
Sid, are you a shooter?
Aren't we all?
What does that mean?
Are you a dribbler?
Well, it depends. It depends how recently.
That's Sid's wife doing a construction work.
Getting through all the pubes with a jackhammer.
Oh, no. She has to take a machete with her, too.
Like a hedger. Double-sided straw blade.
She has to go gardening before she can give you that.
Charlie, we got an I-beam down in here.
God damn. It just looks like ground zero down there.
Oh.
That's how I imagine your laugh. Your naked laugh is just like ground zero 3 hours after the fact.
Still smoke coming up.
Too soon.
People are screaming from somewhere in his cavernous laugh.
My crotch was an inside job.
Shankletown is on a roll. Look at this. Sid's dick looks like post-Katrina.
All right. So it's like soggy? And there's dead black people everywhere?
No, there's black people are looting like a bunch of beer and TVs.
The Best Buy in my crotch is pretty fantastic. And the security is very lax.
They sell vinyl now.
Oh,
I'll just check it out.
No wonder they're going out of business.
I got the Counting Crows album there. Yeah, the first one. It's good.
Those weren't crows, Darren.
Oh, shit.
Counting crabs.
All
right. Well. All right. That's 2 weeks in a row that Big Chocolate has bailed on us. This is awesome. Oh.
It's because I showed up. Just wait.
I'll
skip next one. He'll show up.
But we still have the medicine, man.
Because I really am Big Chocolate.
Oh.
I can't call him.
Medicine man. All right, we'll be back next week.
All right.
Another new episode. Will Sean be back, though?
This will be our Mother's Day extravaganza.
I love
you.
Oh, next week is Mother's Day?
Oh, I got to get some flowers.
Yeah.
I thought it was not today.
I should tell my mother hello or something.
We should all call our mothers on the air.
No.
Yes.
We should
yes.
all call Rob's
yes.
mom on the air.
No, please.
Can we?
Well, I would only be into it if the rest of us don't talk during the conversation.
Oh,
it should just be
bullshit.
Well, I have a very appropriate song to play, if you will allow
me. Is it Medicine Man?
It is not Medicine Man, believe it or not.
You can do a crossfade. Go ahead.
I think you'll find it extremely appropriate.
Oh, my God. Bubba Spark.
Lots of booty talk this week. We'll be back next week with more booty talk. Thank you.
Bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club about a month or two. Put a tad on it. Then see what it's all about. This new movement. Get together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club about a month or two. Put a tad on it. Then see what it's all about. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight.
I think so. Of course.
Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. Me. Take it off, hit it, flop, shake it freely. And I don't tell stories, I let them tell themselves.
What?
And you ain't gotta sell sex, girl, it's tell itself.
What?
Like nothing else. Yeah, I'm a country boy.
Of course.
That big city bottom fill me up with joy.
Hello.
Ain't like friends, live it up, daddy.
Buddy.
This is a song, baby, this is us ready. Put it on me, enthusiastically. Whatever it is that you do it admirably.
Pew, pew, pew.
Of
course.
I love Buddha Neal.
Hey guys, I like drugs.
Quarter to 12 and we just getting in. Bubba gonna make it strong with the yin yang twins.
And rape. 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 All over my penis and face. All over my penis and face.
Just a minute ago, I guarantee you'll make out a dog.
All over my penis and face. All over my penis and face. Mum. Mum. Mum.
Mum. Mum. Mmm.
Of course. Of course. No, 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 no,